between the U.S. and China with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Antony Blinken's discussions started with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and then Beijing's Public Security Minister, who said Blinken would see President Xi Jinping, a meeting that had been expected but not previously announced. A State Department official then confirmed that Blinken would meet the president before leaving the country late on Friday. Talks between the two countries have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken and Wang underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open, but they also lamented that divisions were becoming more serious in nature. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-war activists, American and Israeli rabbis, protested on Friday near the Erez crossing in Israel to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Demonstrators walked towards the border with Gaza with signs demanding peace and carried bags of food to symbolize aid being brought into Gaza. Police tried to disperse demonstrators as they approached Erez, detaining at least five people, organizers said. A Ukrainian security source said Friday Russian forces have ratcheted up attacks on Ukrainian railway infrastructure with the aim of disrupting military cargo ahead of a planned offensive. Russian forces have firepower and manpower advantages across the front line in Ukraine, and Kyiv has warned that fighting will become increasingly difficult in the coming weeks. President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that the Kremlin wants its army to capture the strategic heights of Chasiv Yar, a village in the eastern Donetsk region, before May 9th. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defense team in his hush money case sought to undermine the